Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. Our aim today is pretty straightforward. Give you parents and teachers a quick, useful overview of the sources your students are exploring today.
Exactly. We're here to boil down the key facts and, you know, maybe some talking points so you feel equipped for those conversations tonight.
Ready to jump in?
Let's do it.
Okay, first up, we have this incredible story of perseverance. It's about Ali Truitt, who used to be a competitive swimmer.
Right. And less than 2 years ago, she survived a shark attack in Turks and Caicos. Just horrific.
Absolutely. And her friend, Sophie Pilkington, actually saved her life by applying a tourniquet really quickly. It did result in a below-the-knee amputation, though.
But the story doesn't end there. Ali went on to win 2 silver medals in the 2024 Paralympics.
Which is just amazing. And she recently ran the New York City Marathon.
With Sophie right there beside her, yeah. And they raised, what, over $220,000 for Ali's charity?
That's right. It's stronger than you think, which helps get prosthetic limbs for girls and women. What a story of friendship, too.
It really is. It kind of makes you think about your own challenges. A good way to talk about this with students might be using the source's thought question.
Which is?
What's a time when you had to push through something really hard, and what helped you keep going? It's a great prompt.
Definitely. Okay, shifting gears now to something quite different, but also about monumental effort. This is about remembering Holocaust victims.
Yes, the work being done at Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center, they're using technology, including AI,
to identify the names of victims.
Yeah.
They've reached 5 million names identified out of the estimated 6 million Jewish people killed.
It's staggering. Honoring nearly 2/3 of Europe's Jewish population systematically murdered between 1941 and 45. This work started way back in the 1950s, but it's intensifying now.
Why the urgency now?
Well, experts are saying that by 2040, over 90% of Holocaust survivors might no longer be with us. So there's this race against time to capture and preserve these stories, these names.
And the AI helps how? Exactly. It's not just counting.
No, not at all. It's about pattern recognition, cross-referencing tiny fragments of information, maybe from diaries, transport lists, testimonies, things that are hard for humans to connect on such a massive scale. It's trying to give back individual identities.
That makes sense. So for discussion.
The source suggests reflecting on this. Why do you think it's important for future generations to learn about and remember people and events from the past? It opens up a lot.
It really does. Okay, next up. An interesting development in the U.S. New Mexico.
Ah, yes, the Universal Child Care Program.
Right. They've launched this program, becoming the first state to offer no-cost child care for basically all kids, birth through age 13.
The main condition being that the parents need to be working or in school, right? And it doesn't matter what the family income is.
Exactly. Supporters are pointing out that child care costs are just astronomical in many places, sometimes more than rent or even college tuition. So this is seen as crucial for, you know, economic stability, letting parents work or study.
And it's funded through a mix of things like state trust funds and oil and gas revenues.
But it's not without its critics, I assume.
No, definitely not. There are questions about, well, can the state actually afford this long term? Is it sustainable? But maybe the more immediate issue is capacity.
Meaning, are there enough spots available?
Precisely. Will they have enough childcare centers, enough staff to meet what could be a huge surge in demand? Or will families find there are long waiting lists?
That's a practical challenge, so a good discussion point here.
Could be the reflect prompt. What do you think makes it easier or harder for families to balance work, school, and caring for children? Gets right to the heart of it.
Okay, one last piece for today, and this one involves some pretty cool tech.
Underwater tech, right. Orcas.
Yes. Researchers at the University of Washington are using fiber optic internet cables, the ones already on the ocean floor, to listen for orcas.
It's really clever. They're repurposing this massive existing infrastructure. The technique is called DA, distributed acoustic sensing.
So how does that work? The cables act like microphones.
Sort of, yeah. They pick up tiny vibrations in the cable caused by sound waves traveling through the water. So the clicks and whistles that orcas use to echolocate.
The cables can detect those sounds, like thousands of underwater listening posts strung together.
Exactly. It's still experimental, but the hope is this could give us way more data on where these endangered orcas are, how they move, what threats they face. It could be huge for wildlife management.
Fascinating. and a good way to talk about this.
Maybe use the prompt. How do you think technology could help people better protect animals or the environment around us? It connects tech to conservation.
Great. Well, that covers our deep dive for today's learning material. Hopefully, this gives you a good starting point for some really interesting chats.
Yeah, just understanding a bit about what they're reading can make such a difference in those conversations. Thanks for tuning in and taking the time.
Thank you and goodbye.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.